From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Wall Street, stocks fell for the third straight session. The Dow Industrials lost 127 points and closed below 10,000 for the first time since December. The Nasdaq also closed lower as worries about rising interest rates and global instability trumped recent positive news on the economy. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The anxiety on financial markets that had been building for some time manifested itself today with blue chip stocks closing at their lowest level of this year. The Dow fell more than 1.25% to close at 9,990, well below its recent peak above 10,700 set back in February. Larry Wachtel is a market analyst with Wachovia Securities. He says it's not just the big stocks in the Dow that are falling, it's the whole market. And he says it's a continuation of a trend that got started last week.
On Friday, it was a 12-to-1 downside ratio, 12 stocks down for every one stock up. Last time you saw that was 1997. Normally, on a bad day, it's 2-to-1. So you can see how all-encompassing the sell-off has been.
Wachtel says one thing that's causing market jitters is investors are increasingly worried about higher interest rates and how those rates will affect corporate profits.
There's a theory called peak momentum. The first quarter earnings are the peak. It was up; they'll probably be up 28% when they're all in. The second quarter could be up maybe 20%. The third quarter, 16%. The fourth quarter, 14%. So you can see the earnings are good, but they are decelerating.
Oddly enough, it's the economy's strength that's scaring the stock market. A jobs report released last Friday showed the economy adding 288,000 jobs in April. That was about twice as many jobs as most economists expected and made many think inflation could be heating up. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist with PNC Financial.
From an economic point of view, we have seen more signs of inflation. Oil prices and gasoline prices have been going up all year. If inflation becomes a problem, then that means interest rates are going to rise either faster or sooner than most people already assume. And that's not good for the stock market.
There is a growing sense the Fed may move rates higher in June. Higher rates would cool borrowing and could also slow investment by companies. Some analysts also cite the worsening situation in Iraq. The Roger Kuberich, senior economic advisor with HBB Group, questions how much of a short-term influence that's having on the financial markets at the moment.
Basically, stock markets were going up when Iraq started to unravel a little bit, and it's hard to blame that. The more recent moves on something that was really already kind of in play. But it's certainly a factor that would make people cautious.
U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow, apparently seeking to calm jittery investors, told a group of bankers in Washington today he was not overly concerned about higher interest rates. He reiterated his belief that the economy has plenty of room to grow without inflation. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.